I think to connect with the wider demographic, sort of in contradiction to my last answer, they actually have to try and make themselves not be representative of just the environment. I think they have to really sort of put that aside for a while and talk more about what their policies are about the economy and about, you know, sort of government and sort of housing. And I think, you know, they do sort of talk about these things, but they haven't, they still sort of, you know, their green, their environment policies are always the one that sort of outshadow everything else that they say. And they really need to spend a bit more effort in trying to sort of tell people how they would affect that change were they to come to power, and not in a way that makes, you know, sort of all these political pundits go the day after saying, oh, these guys have no idea how they're, what they're talking about. And I think every sort of criticism that you see in the media about these non-environmental policies of theirs are always that they're very idealistic, but they'll never work in the real world. And I think they really need to sort of develop a game plan of to how to sort of express that to people and say, well, this is actually how we manage, how we will, you know, bring about that change, but more convincingly and not in an idealistic sort of way. So I think small steps are always easier to convince people to sort of, you know, join in as, and as well as to also carry out. And I think they really need to sort of propose small changes first rather than sort of having this very drastic overhaul of the entire system as we know it. But they need to spell that out in more clear terms, and I don't think they're doing that very well right now.